Now 9:07, and we call this budget workshop of the Brooke County Commissioners to order. We will call roll. We'll start with Commissioner Martinez.
Yes, sir. Tony Martinez, Brooke County Commissioner, precinct four.
Gloria Garza, County Commissioner, precinct one.
Eric Ramos, Brooke County Judge. Okay, just a quick announcement, constables. I apologize, I didn't get to speak to you before today, so we're not going to be including constables in today's workshop. We're going to do that on Thursday. Okay, because I really wanted to speak to each one of you before we bring it up. So you're welcome to stay. If you've got things to do, you a week from today, Thursday, the 26th. I'll meet with you between now and then. Thank you, thank you. I will call you. Okay. So we begin with we begin with an agenda item, which is to consider and discuss. Thank you. Were there any public comments today? Public comments. So we go to agenda item number two, consider and discuss County Road 313A. This is something we had previously discussed and we couldn't identify the road, if I was right. I don't know who submitted this or who plans to. Do you know anything about it? No. Missy? We just need to take formal action to make it a county road. So it's on. Okay, questions, comments?
Mr. Garza, from the station.
Well, there's another one down, what is it, County Road 110? There's a county road. There used to be a county road sign on that one also. I don't know. We couldn't find that road on any of the maps. It's a Caliche Road. That one, what is it, 313A, has a county road sign. Couldn't find that one either. I guess I believe that's what he's talking about. I wasn't here when they said this last meeting or whatever. I had left already. I haven't got with Bobby about that either, but I guess if you want to make it a road, there's somebody asking for an address. Yeah, Bobby's. I haven't talked to Bobby about this.
So this
one. But he had talked to me about a month or two ago about it. Something about that road had a county road sign and it wasn't a county road.
So specifically, we're taking action on 313A today, right? You're saying there's another one, 101?
No, it's on County Road 110. It has a.
A sign.
A sign on. It used to have it. It's not there anymore. A gentleman called and asked if we could fix the road because it was a county road. It was a county road, and we looked for it, and it's not a county road. That county road sign's not there anymore. It used to be there, well, a while back, many years ago, I guess. But it's not there anymore. But the gentleman said that the county did it. I can't find any records for it, so.
Okay. So today we'll take care of 313, and we'll investigate on 110. Super.
It's off of 110. I don't remember what it was. It was 407A or something like that. Somewhere around there.
Great. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Any other questions or comments? No? I'll accept the motion.
You want to wait for Bobby?
No, to officially make it a county road.
313A.
Yeah, it's right there. Yeah, I know where it's at. It's next to, yes. Yeah, it's had a county road sign forever, that road. We always figured it was a county road until now.
So we need to put it on our list, and so we need a motion to make it. Motion by Tony Martinez, Commissioner Martinez, to add County Road 313A on our official list of county roads. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Olivares. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. Great. Now we'll go to the budget workshop, and as you know, the workshops are a little different. If you have something to say, you can add to the workshop. We just ask that you come up to the microphone so that we can hear you. Okay? So we'll start where we sort of were last week. In terms of what we're going to do doing this. If you remember, last week we talked about the revenue and how we were going to be short about $188,000. Now, when we say short, that doesn't mean that we don't have $188,000 at all to do our budget. That means what we bring it in next year, our revenue is going to be $188,000 shorter than the expenditures in the current proposed budget, our budget that we're working on, right? That may even increase more when we get our tax, what do we call them, Susan? Our certified value. The expectation is that they're going to come down about $100,000. Has that changed at all, August, as far as you know?
As far as I don't know.
Okay. Absolutely.
Ask y'all a question, you know, since we're going to be short on our budget by $188,000. I understand that there's money that has been misplaced or whatever, about $150,000, I believe. There's two of them. And I understand insurance wants to pay for it. Now, that would make up $100,000. But the insurance won't take action until somebody is really indicted or whatever on that money that's been misplaced. So what are we going to do about that?
I have spoken to the auditor, and I plan to talk to the sheriff and the district attorney about it to see where we're at with it.
Okay, because we got till October, you know, or else we're going to lose that money. So something needs to be done here pretty quick.
Yes, sir.
I want to add that this is not a line item to talk about, so let's just continue the budget, Judge.
Okay.
I know that they had a chance to any public remarks, so they just stop up.
Judge, the thing is, Judge,
let's just continue with the budget, Judge.
No, it's not, because it should be included, Judge. It's $100,000 that needs to be accounted for, and that money. If we don't do something by October, we're going to lose out. So it's either going to have to take action here pretty quick on it. That's all my recommendation.
Thank you.
I just want to say, Judge, that they're honest, Judge.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
The sheriff or whoever is responsible to, you know, take care of this matter.
Absolutely.
They know what they're doing. Let's just continue, Judge.
Okay. So we'll go on with the budget workshop. We'll take what the gentleman said and look into it. And let's go on with the budget workshop.
Yes, sir.
So, again, that's the shortfall that we're looking at. The second item, which will continue, or which will or may impact the shortfall, is the item that the handout that I gave you all earlier. I know that you all were talking before I came on board, and then we continued it last week, about doing something about our retirement, adding to our retirement or replenishing the formula that we use for our employees. And so what you're looking at in front of you, and I'll ask the auditor to correct me if I'm wrong, the first column on the left will tell you the 5 represents the percentage that the employee will contribute. Is that correct, August?
Correct.
And 2 refers to the number of dollars we will put for each employee. So currently, the lowest proposal, actually, let's do this. What's our current formula?
It's 4 and 150.
4 and 1.5. Good. So the first proposal is to move it to 5% and 2 for everyone from the employer. Now, if you look at the bottom of that column, that would increase the deficit or the shortfall by about $89,000. And you have the numbers there. Now, I know that the 5 over 2 doesn't come close to put it where it used to be, which I think was 7.4 or something like that. So that's the minimal. Mr. Petroli put together 2 more suggestions, and the 6 over 2 would add $130,000 to the shortfall. And on the right column, the 7 over 2 would add $171,29 to the shortfall. Now, please remember that this would be an annual, right? This isn't a one-time investment. What we do this year means that we're committing to every year after that. So it'll be $88,000 that we're putting in every year for retirement. Is that correct, Mr.
Yes.
Or 130 or 171. Comments or questions from the commissioners?
This third one is where we were at before?
No, we were at 7 and 250.
7 and 250?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Good, thank you. Any other questions? Okay. What are our thoughts in terms of, as much as I'd like to see 7 over 2, which would bring us closer, that's a big chunk, and that perhaps we can move at it. That can be a goal.
We can go at it slowly.
Absolutely. Mm. I would suggest that we start at the bottom, at the lower end, with 5 over 2, and then see how we can add as the years go by. Comments about whether we should add them or not, commissioners? Are we ready to commit, or?
I'm ready, Judge, if the other members of the court are ready to.
Yes, I'm ready to commit also, Judge, because this is the only thing we have for our employees, but our retirement has always been something that we offer our employees.
Are there any comments from the audience members with regard to our retirement? Yes, sir.
Just to make it clear, I guess, I'm not against the retirement thing personally, but you know, we're adding an additional $89,000 to a deficit.
No. I get you. Thank you. Anything else? Okay. So I'm hearing a commitment from the commissioners to add to the retirement. So at next week's meeting, we'll bring that back and make sure we're still there. That gives you a week to talk to people, folks, and see how people feel about that. And then I hope to meet with the auditor before next Thursday to talk about possible revenue or whether we're going to cut dollar for dollar. Okay? But at this moment, we're committing to try to find the $90,000. Questions? Comments?
No, sir.
Okay. Super. So then we'll go to the next item, which are salaries. At this point, as we mentioned before, the only salary increases that have been included, but nothing is final yet, are the increase in the jailer, and not a salary increase, but the current budget does include one new deputy.
Right.
Right? Okay. So I do have some proposals for a couple of salaries that I'll bring on Thursday. For instance, and I'll be specific here, our landfill director, is that what he's called, has to be certified and requires schooling. And yet, he is paid more than some employees who do not require that type of qualification or certification, nor do they come close to the responsibility that a landfill director has. And I have a real issue with that. When someone has responsibilities, I think they should be, if we're going to hold them accountable, they should be paid appropriately. And it is my intention to hold people accountable. Now, I know this is an area that the commission has discussed before with regard to the landfill in its first year and how we've done. But I don't think that changes the situation at all with regards to the qualifications and the certification that's required and the responsibilities. Whoever's there, that position is going to be held by a different person in January. We're going to be trying to hire somebody in January for that position or before January. And I don't know how successful we're going to be with the current salary that we have. The pool for that certification is already very small. I don't know how they figure out these things, but in this area, this region of the state, the Valley and Coastal Bend, there's like 40 individuals who currently have that certification. That's people who live in this area already. And every county or everybody that has a landfill needs one. So the pool is very restricted. And to have them come to FAL and take over that position, I think is going to require some enticement. I don't know how much I'm going to bring to you next week in terms of what the salary will be, but I do think we need to look at increasing that position, not person, right? That position. The other one that has been a little controversial is the librarian. I understand she's a clerk. That's her title. And we can decide whether we want to change the title or not. But whatever her title is, she runs that library. And not only has she run the library, but she's brought it up to standard that it hadn't been in 5 years. So I'm not talking to her about giving her a big salary increase, but I do think that the person who's in charge of the library should receive more than a clerk's salary. The clerk should just a certain amount of responsibility, that title. And if that's the case, then let's just ask her to be a clerk, not a librarian, and find a librarian, if that's what you want to do. We talk all the time about how there's nothing for the youth in South Puriac. And a library doesn't exactly attract a whole bunch of youth, but it is one of the few things we have for our young kids today. And I think if that we invest in that personnel, we can start to see that library expand and offer activities that might bring in more youth. I'm hoping that's what I'm going to hold that librarian accountable for over the next 4 years. That's what I expect of him or her. So I just wanted to let you know that those proposals I will be bringing to you next week. Questions, comments?
No, sir.
Okay. I'm one voice, and there's five votes. So you guys get to decide. I'm just telling you what I'm bringing to you. You can talk to your folks, your constituents, and see how they feel. Okay? Anything else with regards to salary or retirement?
Ms. Morales?
Yes, ma'am. And as she's walking up, I'm going to tell you, it's not final, but there is a proposal of what you have. Did everyone get one of these, Mr. Petroli, what I have in front of me?
I have the one from last week.
Yeah. From last week?
They don't have that.
Absolutely. There is a proposal to shift the staff in Justice of the Peace Precinct 2. She currently has three people in her office, one full-time, two part-time. Is that correct, Judge?
Okay.
The proposal, the newest proposal, which I have in front of me, still keeps three in her office, but it puts two full-time and one part-time in her office. Now, I want to make clear, right, one of the things, I don't want to offend anybody, but this is how it is, right? One of the things that I'm concerned with in this county that has nothing to do with budget is the fact that we're all mad at each other for some reason. We're not happy with each other. And that's okay, we don't have to like each other, but we do have to work together to serve our community. It's that simple, right? So what I've learned in my education is that you look at the data, and the data helps you make decisions. And when I looked at the data, and then I called the treasurer's office, and I asked them even more questions, it was very clear to me that Precinct 2 brings in more funds. That's just the lay of the land. That's just the way it is. I've been in every single one of the JP offices. They're all busy. But JP 2 is overwhelmed with paperwork. They're not asking for more people. They're just asking for more stability and continuation of work by making one part-time a full-time and dropping a part-time status. It adds $8,000 to the budget when you do that, okay, when you make that shift. I have committed to make a dollar-for-dollar cut to make that happen. Okay, so there won't be an increase in the budget, Mr. Petroli. I will find the $8,000. You found six of it already, or some of it. I know that's gone a little bit because I'm not taking insurance. So we'll find the money. It will not be an increase. But I think it would be an injustice to Justice of the Peace Precinct 2 to not address the staffing situation. I'm sorry, Judge. Go ahead.
No, that's not fine, Judge. As it is, right now, I have one full-timer and three part-timers. Okay. It's just that one of my full-timers that was previously, he resigned. So we had to finish paying her. So I could not hire anybody until next week, because we wanted to account for all that money that we have to pay her. So I do have three part-timers, and I have one coming in next Monday. But I asked on the salaries that I asked for on the full-timer, I asked for both of them to be at the same level, okay? Because I don't want anybody being paid less or feeling that another full-timer is on top of you. I want them to feel the same, because the work is shared. They do the same amount of work, all of them. And the part-timer I asked for was to go from $8 to $10 an hour. They used to be at one point, they were at $10 an hour, and then they got changed to a part-time, got to a minimum wage. I don't know if you remember the auditor, but that's what happened. And that's why I'm asking. I want them at the same level. I don't have a department head because I'm there almost every day, unless I'm out on a school or something. I try and be there every day because I have to work just like they do. So that's why I'm requesting.
Thank you, Judge. Thank you very much.
Thank you all for your time.
Mr. Petroli, the adjustment that you made here was that we're two full-time, one part-time.
Yes, but it didn't reflect that other person that's going to be part-time and full-time at the other salary as the other person. We had them at $19,000.
I saw that.
Yeah.
And that's her request, but we're going to look at that.
Okay.
There's a scale, I think, that we should look at.
Yeah, but it is, we did put the $10 per hour for the part-time.
Okay. Absolutely. And I will tell you that something we're going to look at is that make sure everyone is making at least $10 an hour. I'm not committing to this budget for that, because we need to look at that, but you need to make a living wage to live. And I do think there's an inconsistency in our hiring practice. Some people are hired at an entry level at 10 because that budget is fairly healthy, and others are brought in at 8 or somewhere around there. I think we need to be as consistent as possible in bringing in new people. Okay. And again, please remember, this is all a budget workshop. None of what is said today is put in stone until we vote on it. Okay. Questions, comments about what we've talked about so far? No?
I don't have a problem.
Good. Good. So let's go on to the budget items for each one. Judge's office, that, except for the suggestions from the previous judge about the salary, all the other suggestions she made were accepted and taken and put into the budget. Is that correct, Mr. Petroli?
Correct.
But the salary report was put back in.
Yeah, we left the salary alone. We didn't.
Thank you. Good. Just a reminder that any of us as elected officials can always write a check and donate whatever we want to the county, okay? But it is law that everyone, if we're going to include a pay raise, which we haven't talked about, then everyone gets a pay raise. That's the law.
Yeah.
Right, whether it's elected official or not. Then if the elected official wants to come and give that amount back, they're certainly welcome to. There's a legal means for doing that. But the law does not allow us to say these folks are going to get a raise and these folks are not. It's across the board. I think that's how I understood you. Is that right, Mr.
That's correct. That's correct.
And normally we consider that at the end.
At the very end.
At the very end.
Yes. Of course, the auditor doesn't like that because they want their salaries are important and they need to pick up. So I'm hoping by next Thursday we will have decided, and that way the auditor can do their business. Okay. Thank you for this, Jesse. Okay. Other than that, there were no changes. That is incorrect. That is incorrect. We did add, when I talked to the auditor, we did add.
Oh, yeah, office supplies.
Yeah. We are taking the agenda back, and just in case, we added some office supplies to the county judge's office. And we added some registration fees, $900 to the registration fee. Because of schooling that we're going to need to go to or some conferences. So I will tell you that we did save $6,000 because I will not be taking the insurance. And that's going to be the base of how we're going to stay at our current proposed budget. You will see, Mr. Petrone is going to hear for the first time that I have added some money to certain departments. I am committing right now to cut dollar for dollar the additions that we're making. Okay? And those cuts will be made, I'll be making them by next Thursday. And I'll talk to the people who will be cut by then so that they know that. Okay? And we'll have an open discussion regarding that.
Excuse me, Judge.
Yes.
How much was added to
the budget? We added $1,000 to office supplies since, like the judge alluded to, he's going to take back the agenda. And then I think that's all we added. I know we added the official bonds because he's coming in with the bond.
That's correct.
And then $1,000 was to the out-of-county travel because for training purpose.
All right.
That was it.
Okay. To be specific, it's $2,900 from the commissioner.
All right.
$1,000 in supplies, $1,000 in county travel, and $900 in official bonds. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. Okay. Now, if we'll go then to the county clerk. County clerk, we added $250 to the out-of-county travel to them.
$200?
$250. That was for their training, and I did talk to the county clerk regarding it.
Judge, can I interject?
Yes.
That was $250 for bonds, not for out-of-county travel.
No. You all added $250 for bonds.
Yeah.
I'm adding $250.
Oh, you're adding. Okay. I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
No. You added $250, absolutely. But that's already in the budget, right?
Yes, sir. So you're adding $250.
That's right. The $250 I added is not.
Okay.
Okay. So if we go next to page of your packet. Page 19, JP Precinct 3, I'm adding $250 to their supply.
To what, Judge?
$250. They're going to run out before the end of the year.
Okay.
And they're number two in the collection list.
Yes.
So they're added. They're going to get $250. Okay. If you turn to page 23, the county treasurer's office.
$250.
This is in addition to, auditor had added some money, talking to treasurer before. The treasurer will have a new person in office at that time. So I added $1,000 to their office supplies. And most of that is going to go to some stamping machine that is now down to its last stamp. But they need one. Two changes in the name of the individual taking the office. Out-of-town travel, we've added $1,000 to that. There was some discussion of that at a previous meeting. I went to the county treasurer's office and actually found the county treasurer there and talked to him, as well as the two individuals that worked in that office. I do think their travel and their training is absolutely essential. If you want to get in trouble, mess up on HR, on payroll, or on any of the rules and guidelines on payroll, and we're fined like crazy. So I think it's important that we allow them to be trained. Because of that, we also added $500 to the registration fee. So that addition to that office was $2,500. Again, it's a one-time increase because of the new machine and because of the new person in office and the training that will be required. I expect that next year we'll go back to this year's number. Okay? And I left off the constable. That's where we are with our current officials, our elected officials' budget. Are there any questions or comments from anybody?
No.
Okay, so we're still battling with that big thorn in the budget, which is taking the commissioners and moving them to the general fund from the road and bridges. I have used my phone like crazy. I am trying to call as many people as I can to find out what we can do about that situation. If there's any type of flexibility, I haven't been getting good answers, to be honest, but that's okay. We don't give up. We keep on trying. There's going to be a way to deal with that, and I hope that by next Thursday we'll come up with an answer to that. Remember, that's $219,000 of the shortfall. That by far, without the $100 shift in the valuation, that takes care of the shortfall. So that's the biggie, and that's what we're going to try to do. Questions and comments on the county commissioner's funding source? No? Good. Let's go to the road and bridges. I spoke to both Mr. Guerra, right?
Thank you.
Yes, and our auditor, and they have spoken as well. I think they spoke before the original proposal. There are no changes at this time to that budget, to that proposed budget. Questions, comments?
It was not used for the purchases we made last year. It was going to be used for machinery that he wanted to purchase this year.
Yeah.
And we do have plans for this year.
It's in the works.
Okay.
Let's see. I think we believe. I believe we've used $1,600 of it.
Of the capital outlay?
Yes, sir. $20,000.
$1,600?
Yeah, $1,600. So we still have $18,378.33.
What was the $1,600 used for?
I'd have to go back and find out. We transferred some money out of there for something.
For a transfer?
Yeah, it was a money transfer. I don't know if it was for electricity or for water or something like that.
Okay.
There was, Judge, a change in the budget. If you look at the work line item,
part-time
is 8105. That's decreased by one decreased by one position.
Yes, sir. We're going to go down.
Well, actually, three. But we have two already have taken care of themselves. So.
Okay. So that's this year or for next year?
For the next year. We had to reduce it by three because we were overstaffed at the road and bridge, according to the revenue that was coming in.
Yeah, we had to let go of three. One is retired. One got rid of himself. And we're still working on one.
Okay.
We'll see how it goes, but that's the plan. I guess we're going to let go of one. I don't know what we're going to do with part-time. We added a little bit of money for part-time for take care of Lupita's, but she's on vacation, right?
That was done last time. Is that correct?
Yes.
It will be up to the court, though, to decide on the part-time.
Okay, so I want to understand. Are we adding one road and bridge employee this year?
No.
No.
We're getting rid of three.
Getting rid of one.
Yeah. Right. Okay. There's two that are gone, and there's one more.
And
one
that's reflected in here already. Is that right?
Well, there's one reflective only. We need to do the other two.
So tell me what that does to this budget, the proposed budget.
That's going to lower the expenditures, and we'll have more money.
We'll have more of a about fund
balance?
Yes, sir.
More of a surplus.
Okay. Okay.
And maybe we can apply that to roads or something, or wherever you want.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Mr. Guerra, is it possible by next Wednesday to get a list of what you're thinking of purchasing?
Yes, sir.
For capital outlay?
Yes, sir.
Great. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Oh, also, just to let y'all know about the motor grader, I spoke with the commissioners. I know it's not in the agenda, or it's going to be a little bit more of work to be done on it, but I'll give it to another one here.
Thank you, sir.
Officer, out of county travel, is going to stay in Road and Bridge, or is it coming out also?
Y'all's? No, we moved it to the commissioner court.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah. All the stuff that pertains to y'all, we moved to the Commissioner
to
Court.
The general.
Yes, ma'am.
But the numbers won't change.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But again, the numbers didn't change, right?
Yeah, that's included in the numbers.
And that includes the bond, the bond for the new folks?
Yep.
Perfect. Any other questions on road and bridges? Okay, let's go to landfill. Again, I've spoken to the landfill folks and to Mr. Petroli. Nothing changes there. At this point, I'm going to talk to Mr. Petroli before next Thursday to talk about the salary increase for the landfill director. The change that was made on the landfill was with respect to the revenue that was dropped. By how much, Mr. Petroli?
We went from 401 to 385.
385. And as a result of that, the county is still supplementing that budget, or the general fund is still supplementing that budget by about 19,000?
An additional 19,000, correct.
An additional 19,000. Mm-hmm. And that's already reflected in the budget?
Yes, sir.
I know there's been issues with collections and in the landfill. I spoke to Mr. Hernandez. I think we'll have a better year this year. Some of the numbers have improved slightly already. First year always has issues, and so I'm hoping we can become more efficient with our second year as we learn lessons and implement the lessons that we've learned. The one change, again, that will occur will be the salary that I'm going to propose. Hopefully it will change. I will tell you that I've met with the city manager twice already since we last met, and we are talking about doing something together with the garbage in the landfill, and I think that would save us a nice chunk of money. both the city and the county. Now, unfortunately, we can't implement anything for 2 years. They're contracted for 2 more years with their people. But once that's over, I really see good things for us cooperating on that, maybe them helping us out with some of our collections outward. And I do think we'll be looking at possibly even as much as $100,000 savings on that a year. So that's a good thing. Just preliminary discussions. We haven't gone beyond what can we do. But I think the discussions have been good so far. Questions, comments? Okay, folks. Anything else? Anything else?
On the landfill, no.
Okay. On the landfill. Okay. Anything else in general?
When do we go over the revenues?
We're going to go over. We should get them on the 25th. Actually, Terry was telling me she's hoping we get them tomorrow on the 20th. So we will be able to discuss in detail the revenues and what we're going to do about the shortfall on the 26th.
Okay.
26th. Just a note. Currently, and after this meeting, I'll meet with the commissioners individually to get an idea of time. But I did get a lot of pushback from community members about being able to be here for the budget, workshop. So I'm looking at moving next Thursdays to the evening. Okay? Actually, we've got some agenda items. So we'll probably start at 4, is what I'm looking at. And then the budget workshop will start at about 5:30. There are a couple of things that have come up that I think that with ambulance, with insurance, and with the coastal plains appointment that Judge Barrera used to sit on. We need to replace her on that board. Ms. Mayor? It includes everybody. Yes. Yes. I'm assuming that the figures for the retirement are for everybody.
Yeah, the retirement's for everybody, yes. But I don't know about the pay raise thing.
Yeah. We haven't really talked specifically about pay raises. But if we do, that will be for everybody.
Across the board.
Okay. Any other questions or comments? Okay, again, I just want to commit, I'll be with you in just a minute. I just want to tell you that we did add about $9,000 in what I just mentioned, in what we talked about today. But I'm telling you again that I'm committing to cutting $9,000 from the budget so that there will be a balance to what we had up to this point. Okay? And I already have where I want to cut. I just want to talk to the individuals, the supervisors in those departments, and let them know before we announce it to the world. Okay? Questions, comments?
Yes, just, you know, since what I see is there's not a line item, I think we've got real narrow time to do what we need to do with the little money, but I think it needs to be put on the agenda and discussed and brought up because we have
Okay. I'll take note of that. Thank you. Any other questions, comments from anybody? Great. Then I will accept the motion to adjourn.
I adjourn.
Motion by Commissioner Martinez. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Olivares. It is 9:51. We are adjourned.